you barking up the wrong tree of reality? This is Angel.
This is Angel.
We are the Android Sisters.
It's up there.
What's up there?
What I want.
What's up there?
What I don't have.
What's up there?
What they said was there.
What's up there?
What everyone wants.
What's up there?
If I knew, I wouldn't be standing down here.
Are you?
Barking up the wrong tree of reality? Is it still up there?
What's up there?
You tell me.
What is up there?
What is up there?
Isn't.
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 Real.
They said it was
real.
They taught me it was
real.
Everyone believes it was
real.
Everywhere I go, they tell me it was
real.
And now you're telling me I'm barking up the wrong tree of reality?
Woof, woof.
Maybe it was up there, but now it's not.
Woof, woof.
You're saying it never was.
Woof, woof.
I ask you, what kind of world is this?
Woof, woof.
I've spent all these years.
Woof, woof.
All these stupid years.
Woof, woof.
Barking up the wrong tree.
Woof, woof.
Barking up the wrong tree
of reality.
All right, you tell me. What's up there?
What is not?
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 What is not is what is.
Is not.
Wait, if what is not is up there, why am I down here?
Because you are barking up the wrong tree of reality.
I'm going to stand down here and complain.
Woof, woof.
Until someone does something.
Woof, woof.
I'm going to point it out.
Woof, woof.
So they can bark too.
Woof, woof.
A lot of good it's going to do.
Woof, woof.
And what about you?
Woof, woof.
What are you gonna do? You wanna join me? It's fun. It's life. We'll all stand down here.
Barking up the wrong tree of reality.
The sound of the ARP synthesizer. It's everywhere you listen. On television and radio. In the classroom. On stage with world-famous performers. In nightclubs, recording studios, film studios. And in the homes of amateur musicians all across the country. No matter what your musical tastes, ARP Instruments, the maker of the world's largest family of synthesizers, has an instrument to fit your style. From the easy-to-play, tab-operated ARP Soloist to the elegant concert grand of synthesizers, the ARP 2500. From the musical hobbyist to the most demanding professional, ARP synthesizers meet the needs of every musician seeking to expand his musical horizons. But what really excites both students and teachers about ARP synthesizers is the creation of their own compositions using sounds of their own invention that have never been heard before.
Thank you. We are back with yet another episode of the Eternal Now on WFMU.org. We just heard from Agog. Lord was the name of that track. From an LP, dust is their food, and clay is their meat. Just before Agog, a couple tracks from ARP Synthesizer demo records. I find those to be entertaining. Because I'm a synth nerd. Anyway, Android Sisters is what we started off with. Barking up the wrong tree. This has been a very emotional week for me on a lot of levels. One reason is Dennis Hopper died. Gary Coleman, he also died. But I think his work that he put into the world was nowhere near Hopper's contributions. With that being said, I want to play a little Dennis Hopper. This first segment is from a movie called Tracks, which is about Dennis Hopper as a sergeant coming back from Vietnam. He's escorting his dead friend's body and casket to his hometown for a proper funeral. Everything, most of the movie takes place on a train, lots of hallucinations. Lots of crazy scenarios. I won't spoil it all for you, but I will play the end audio of the end of the movie. And after that is more Hopper-related material.
No one showed up. Do you mind if I have a moment alone with my friend? I want to be alone with my friend. I have some things that I have to take care of just between my friend and me. I want you to leave. And please, give me an hour. Give me an hour. I have things I have to do. Got a lot of things I have to do and a lot of things out. A lot of things I love. I love. I love. I really love. I really do love. I really do love. I love. I love. I love, and I hate, and I hate, and I hate, and because I love, because I love, I hate, because I love, I hate, because I love, because I love, you motherfuckers! You motherfuckers! You motherfuckers! You motherfuckers! TCB, take care of business. TCB, take care of business. Okay. We know this town, don't we? We know where we are. Okay. Okay. All right. Let's cool it out here. You didn't just be in the army for nothing, mister. They send you to Nam, don't they? They send you there. You want to go to Nam? You want to go to Nam? I'll take you to Nam. I'll take you to Nam. You want to go to Nam? You want to go to Nam?
You want to go there? I'll take you there.
You want to go to Nam? You want to go to Nam? I'll take you to Nam. I'll take you to Nam. You want to go to Nam? You want to go to Nam?
Here's the fucking fuck, I'll fuck anything that moves.
Don't you fucking look at me.
Pinch her nipples, make her scream.
Don't you fucking look at me.
Baby, what the fuck?
Don't you fucking look at me.
Call me daddy.
Don't you fucking look at me.
Now it's dark.
Don't you fucking look at me.
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 Don't you fucking.
Bye. 6 months ago I went and changed my mind, and I'm still free and waiting in my white gilette. And I want to be there now, high, high, up, up on the sea. Bye bye, desert land. Bye bye. 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 Bye bye, desert land. Bye bye.
Doris Nord with AD converter. before that, human flesh. From their LP, 35th Human Attempt. Goodbye, Desert Land was the name of that track. Just before that, another Belgian band as human flesh. Our Belgian Mini Pops with a track called Tracking from an LP Sparks in the Dark Room. And we did have a couple before Mini Pops. Spit with the tribute to Dennis Hopper. Blue Velvet was of course the name of that track from 1989. You would if you loved me. And of course, we did start that set off with Dennis Hopper himself. With the climactic ending from the movie Tracks. Probably mid-70s. I'll have to also check the date on that. And if I'm able to, I'll try to pull out some more Dennis Hopper. I was trying to find my copy of... Yeah, maybe I already talked about that. Anyway, I'm not going to go there. Anyway... This is Weasley Walter and Peter Evans.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Eternal Now. My name is Andy Orton. We just heard from Yellow Swans, Psychic Secession, from the album also entitled Psychic Secession from 2005. Before that, Letitia cast a dot, a dot concoction from CD and CIP. Just before that, the Tards, which is a project of Void Rice and Adam Parfrey. Sort of doing their twist on Martin Dennis' Quiet Village. That was Quiet Village, Idiot. Just before that, Riz Ortolani and Nino Olivier from the Mondo King soundtrack, Purgatorio. I guess I did lots of soundtracks. My favorite one, Cannibal Holocaust. Weird soundtrack. Anyway, we started that set off with Weasel Walter and Peter Evans, The Eyes of Hell. Up next, of a softer tone.
Thank you. What the hell was that, man?
Huh?
No, man, like, hey, man, wow, I was watching this object, man, like the satellite that we saw the other night, right? And, like, it was just going right across the sky, man, and then, I mean, it just suddenly, it just changed direction and went, whizzing right off, man. It flashed.
You're stoned out of your mind, man.
Oh, yeah, man, hey, like, I'm stoned, you know, man? But, like, you know, I saw a satellite, man. And it was going across the sky, and it flashed three times at me and zigzagged and whizzed off, man. And I saw it.
That was a UFO beaming back at you. Me and Eric Heisman was down in Mexico 2 weeks ago. We seen 40 of them flying in formation. They have got bases all over the world now, you know. They've been coming here ever since 1946, when the scientists first started bouncing radar beams off of the moon. And they have been living and working among us in vast quantities ever since. The government knows all about them.
What are you talking, man?
Well, you just seen one of them, didn't you?
Hey, man, I saw something, man, but I didn't see it working here. You know what I mean?
They are people just like us, from within our own solar system, except that their society is more highly evolved. I mean, they don't have no wars, they got no monetary system, they don't have any leaders, because, I mean, each man is a leader. I mean, each man, because of their technology, they are able to feed, clothe, house, and transport themselves equally and with no effort.
Wow. Well, you know something, man? I think, you know what I think?
I think this is a crackpot idea. That's what I think. How about that? How about a little of that? I think it's a crackpot idea. I mean, if they're so smart, why don't they just reveal themselves to us, huh, and get it over with?